ABA Mobile.
W4DJW Mobile.
David, how you doing? KB4CBA.
Got off work while the sun was still up, so it's a good day. Looks like it's been raining out here, though. Everything looks wet.
A gorgeous rainbow. I'm headed west on Wade Hampton. And, I'm sorry, I'm headed east on Wade Hampton. And, it's a beautiful rainbow.
And I see white clouds, gray clouds. Oh, I see the rainbow you're talking about. Absolutely. Yeah, that thing's huge. And it's full half circle. It's not full circle, but it's a full half circle. That's pretty cool. There's supposed to be a pot of gold out there at the ends, isn't there?
Say, I've never seen the end of the rainbow, so I wouldn't know.
The end, but I think the closer you get to it, the further it gets away. It's kind of like chasing planets that are going away from you at light speed, and you're going light speed, and they just keep going further and further away. Is that time, or did Apers get me?
Transmitted. Got a wreck up here. I'm just kind of trying to concentrate on it. Glory. I guess somebody needed to turn left here. It's right near the post office here on Wade Hampton.
Got hurt. So you're headed into the sun and you're at the post office, so you're already past where I'll be crossing over Wade Hampton. I'll be crossing over Wade Hampton behind you.
I got full quieting on the input. No, I'm headed east, so the sun's behind me.
Full quieting on the input too. I'm talking on the output now.
I sure did.
On reverse as you are going through the mountain, or the repeater on the mountain. But I'm going to pick up a SIM card for a Mophie. You know what a Mophie is?
Oh, and forgive me, I forgot to turn my music off. I don't know what I was thinking about. No, tell me what a Mophie is.
Like, it's a cellular router. So, you know how you got routers in your house and they connect to a connection point that goes to the internet, and then everybody connects to the router to get their internet access. Well, Mophie's the same thing, except you don't have to plug it into a router or a modem, like a cable modem or a telephone line modem. It does it with cellular network.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty smart. Is it, I guess you have to pay a fee, though, to the cellular network, or whoever you're using?
W1JE Mobile.
And there's Scott. And you are right, David. Absolutely. You have to add another line to your telephone bill. But I'm about to find out how much that's going to be. Go ahead, pick it up, Scott. That'd be 4DJW.
I didn't know anybody was. I thought that, anyway. Hey, what are you talking about adding another line? Let's go with that one.
To get a internet-capable router, you have to have something like a Mophie. And you have to add a telephone line to it, and you have to put a SIM card in it, and then it's not tied to your home internet. It's like being able to pick up your home internet and take it with you wherever you go. So that's the reason for the extra line. You're paying for it. My Mophie just came in today, so they told me at AT&T, I went up there last weekend, and they told me, go away, come back when you've got your Mophie. So mine came in a few minutes ago, so I left work a little bit early, and I'm going down here to AT&T. To get my SIM card to plug in it. Does that make sense, Scott?
Doubling you, doubling with you in the beginning. Something about a Mobi and a second line? Say that one more time.
That off to see if anybody was doubling. I didn't hear anybody. But anyway, let me do that one more time. So, kind of like you've got a modem in your house that connected to a router, and the router is connected to whatever appliances, either Wi-Fi or through a hard line.
David, you there now?
It access to all your stuff. Well, a Mophie is the same thing, except it does it with cellular network so that you can take it with you. You're not tied to your house. So it's basically the same thing. It just has more mobility. And I'm looking for the AT&T store. Does that make sense, Scott?
A little bit. I'm only catching the... It's like I'm talking on the radio, and then I finish. I let go of the PTT, and then it's nothing. Dead silence. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So I jump on, hey, David, and then you come in halfway on your conversation. So I'm going to go ahead and call my call sign and come back one more time, but I think my radio's acting up. It's not receiving unless I tap the PTT for some reason.
I'm going to let you pick that up with the other David, because I'm at AT&T and they close in a little bit and I might have to wait in line. So I'm going to go ahead and inside and get my SIM card, and I'm going to let the other David explain it to you. KB4CBA, go ahead. W4DJW, clear.
Here I'm doubling, but you spun out both times, or every time he keyed up. So, anyway.
Nothing going on with my radio. I'm not getting anything unless I tap the PTT real quick, and then you jump back in. But apparently there's something new going on with the wireless carriers, some sort of mobility that's going on, like taking your home number with you or something?
Talking about taking your internet anywhere you want to go. And and it's like paying for another phone line.
That made sense. Yeah, when I was working with AT&T Wireless back in the day, we were just bringing out wireless internet. And you had to have it separate from your cell phone. You can't have both for whatever at that time. And apparently the technology hasn't changed. Or it's just AT&T's way of getting more money from you. But yeah, there's the Mobius. Now it makes sense. Yeah, that's the card and antenna setup that you're going to plug into your computer or your laptop so you can surf the internet while you're driving down the road. That I did that back in 1996 when we were developing it. I couldn't tell you how many times I got stopped. Horns honked at me saying, how do I get that in my company vehicle? I had to lower my computer below the window line so people wouldn't stop me while I was doing work driving around. Boy, that doesn't sound right, but that's what we did. We put our laptops up where we can see them so we wouldn't have to take our eyes off the road, and they asked us to stress. And I went 128 hours straight on my laptop without getting dropped.
Well, I've got you on the input. You want to switch to 5.2? Can you hear me on the reverse?
No, I reset my radio, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago. I locked it up somehow, so I did a full reset. The only thing I have in is just this basic setup. So you want to go to the output of the repeater?
Now, I was saying go to 146.52, the simplex frequency.
Hit the simplex frequency. 146.52, is that what it was? 146.52. W1JE, QSY to 146.52. Might take me a minute to punch it in. W1JE back on the 610. Simplex didn't work. Hotel driveway. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. This is Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo. I'll be clear till tomorrow morning about 6 a.m.-ish. Have a good evening.